Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's election day in North Carolina right now. We are live at one polling site here in Durham, breaking down everything you need to know about the key races today and what you should know before heading to the polls.
Beautiful morning out there. A little bit of high thin cloud cover, but lots of sunshine today. This is a live look at Clinton, looking at the potential for record highs for the next few days. I'll show you how warm it will be.
Plus, a Cary man who threatened to shoot and kill children is due in federal court today. What we know about his long criminal history.
And a new transportation hub is coming to the Triangle. How this years-in-the-making bus rapid transit project is getting a concrete start today. It starts with one of those ribbon cuttings and get the job flowing for sure. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us here as we get our 8 o'clock hour started.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Whatever type of transit you choose today, I think walking is probably the best.
Right?
It's going to be gorgeous out there. I mean, we're going to get highs near 80 degrees in November, which is just crazy. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Clinton. It's going to be beautiful today.
It's going to be such a beautiful day today and really all week long until we get to Friday. Friday, we're going to see cloudy skies and temperatures begin to drop. And it may be a little wet, too. We'll talk about how much rain we can see coming up. Taking a look around the area, mid-40s to mid-50s, 54 in Lewisburg, 54 in Fayetteville. It's 56 in South Hill and 46 still in Irwin. Walking the dog this morning, it's a little on the cool side, but pretty out there. We're mid-70s at lunchtime, looking at 80 degrees for our high this afternoon. And it's pleasant during the evening, but of course it gets dark awfully early this time of year. Again, some big changes headed our way for the weekend. I'll show you how much rain we could see Friday and how much cooler it will be. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and new information. We have a crash on 440 westbound just before you get to the Wake Forest Road interchange. Kind of hard to see, but there in the distance, we have some flashing lights there on the right shoulder, contributing to about a 6-minute delay right now on 440 westbound, beginning around 87, extending out to Capitol Boulevard and just beyond. As soon as you get through that Wake Forest Road interchange, traffic's flowing pretty freely. But a reminder, with those flashing lights on the side of the road, you do need to scoot over at least one lane. Also watching some pretty big delays on Glenwood Avenue, just north of Wade Avenue. There's a crash with injuries at Harvey Street. That's just south of the Five Points intersection there. And you can see some pretty heavy delays on that northbound side of Glenwood Avenue. Also, the ramp from outbound Wade Avenue onto northbound Glenwood is badly backed up right now. On the north side of Raleigh, a report of a crash with some lanes blocked apparently out at Newton Road at Ravenscroft Drive. I'm not seeing big delays on Newton Road right now, but I'll watch those sensors and let you know how that's developing. In East Durham, a crash on 70 at Miami Boulevard in the clearing stages. Still seeing some heavy delays in both directions of 70, and it looks like Sharon Road approaching that intersection is a little slow on the southbound side. Seeing some backups also on 885 this morning in both directions of 885 between around the 147 interchange and I-40 generally, about a 7-minute backup as you head in, again, either direction. And it's just congestion, no crashes out there causing that between I-40 and downtown. Picking up a little bit of a delay also on 40 eastbound heading away from 751 back toward the Fayetteville Road area, likely some sun glare delays. Don't forget, if you're heading out right now, you can listen to us at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. We'll have traffic reports continuing there.
Thank you, Brian. A Cary man accused of threatening to kill children in a mass shooting is due in federal court today. Kevin Douglas has a long criminal history. WRAL's Brett Neese explains what we can expect to happen during his court appearance later today.
This all gets underway at 10 a.m. That's when Kevin Douglas goes before a federal judge in this hearing today, where sources tell us he will not receive any sort of bond. Cary police arrested the 46-year-old Douglas Wednesday night for cyber stalking. He bonded out, but then was rearrested last Thursday. Authorities say Douglas made 9 threatening cyber tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. We've looked into his criminal history. Douglas was actually released from federal prison back in 2016 after he threatened to kill somebody at the British Embassy in Washington. We, of course, will be at that hearing today, and this is a big story we're going to follow all day long. We'll have updates for you online and on our later newscast. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
It is election day today, and the polls have been rolling for about 90 minutes now this morning. Communities across the area, including Fayetteville, Cary, and Durham, are holding elections. WRIO's Laura Levine joins us live at a polling place in Durham because folks need to know there are some changes before they head out to the polls today. Laura, good morning.
There are, Jeff. Good morning. And we have seen voters walk through the doors here at the Durham County Library to cast their vote. And here in Durham, we're really going to see the race heat up for mayor and at large city council seats today. This is one of many big races happening today. Some of the others include in Chapel Hill, Fayetteville, Carrboro. They have a mayor race happening there as well as a few city council seats. Voters in Cary will also cast their ballot in a runoff election for the District D town council seat. More than 154,000 North Carolinians have already voted in this election, but that's only about 2% of the electorate. Of the 258 provisional ballots cast so far, 64 of them have been because people did not have an ID. Karen Brinson Bell, the executive director of the State Board of Election, shares what to do if you do not have an ID.
Because if they have an acceptable form of ID, but they didn't bring it with them, then they're voting provisional and they have to bring that ID to the county board office. If they're completing the exception form for a reason that they can't provide one, then that's still going to be provisional, but that goes before the board for acceptance.
And just a reminder, there are no races on the ballot for the city of Raleigh. The polls close at 7:30. You can count on WRL for full coverage after the results. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Durham.
Well, there's no school today in several counties, including Wake County, and that's because many schools are being used as polling places for today's elections. Take a look at this map. Students in all these counties will not have class today. That includes Wake, Durham, Orange, and Cumberland counties, along with others shaded in red on this map. Students in Chapel Hill, Carrboro schools also don't have school today.
You can check your voter status, your polling place, view a sample ballot, all by just going to WRL.com. WRL is a place for the fastest election results on air, online, and on your phone. Tune in to WRL tonight as the results come in.
One person was stabbed at a bus stop in Durham. It happened on East Main Street around 9 o'clock last night. The person who was stabbed was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police say that person did not know the other person who stabbed them.
And we have breaking news out of Wayne County. We know one person who was on foot right near Highway 111 South near Mount Airy Road. They were hit by a vehicle. That person died as a result of this incident. It happened around 7 o'clock last night, and we are working to learn the name of that person who was hit and killed.
Today, a new set of policies related to the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights will be up for vote in Wake County schools. The school board will consider several policy changes as it works to comply with the controversial new law. They include requiring parents to be notified of survey questions being asked to students, permitting parents to request a list of materials that their children have checked out from the library, and also stating that staff should never encourage or coerce a child into keeping a secret from their parents. The new law requires parental notification of a student's name or pronoun change, and the board will meet tonight starting at 5:30.
This morning, rules about sports betting in North Carolina will be considered ahead of its expected rollout next year. Today, the NC Lottery's Sports Betting Committee will vote on a set of rules that would become a handbook or policy to regulate sports betting in the state. Lawmakers approved mobile sports betting in the state. It can start as early as January 8th. The Lottery Commission, though, has until June 15th to have sports betting up and running.
It's a big day for public transportation in Raleigh. A groundbreaking will happen today for the city's first bus rapid transit program. Newbern Avenue will be the first corridor in the state to get BRT service. There will be bus-only lanes between the Go Raleigh station downtown and New Hope Road. The Federal Transit Administration awarded $35 million for the project. The groundbreaking ceremony is happening at 10 o'clock this morning on New Hope Road near Newbern Avenue. Leaders say the BRT service will begin in 2020.
A wildfire burning in the western part of North Carolina has grown by nearly 2,000 acres in just the last few days. The Colette Ridge Fire near Andrews has spread now to 2,100 acres. A lightning strike started this fire late last month. For a while, it was only about 70 to 100 acres. It spread quickly over the weekend. Firefighters have not been able to contain it. It's one of a handful of wildfires burning in the western part of the state. There is a burn ban in effect in 14 counties to our west to prevent more fires.
Coming up for us, Goldsboro native Caleb Sasser's run on The Voice sadly came to an end last night. We'll break down his performance during the knockout round and what judges had to say about his performance.
And the race to the bottom of the sea. We'll tell you about a shipwreck with billions of dollars worth of treasure on it. It's catching the attention of archaeologists.
And a nice looking 7-day forecast. No matter what you like, if you like it warm, you'll love the next 3 days. If you're ready for it to be cooler, well, the weekend is going to be perfect for you. In the meantime, a few light showers on Friday. I'll show you how much rain we could see.
A 13 is the time right now. How about this live look right now? Carolina Beach. Good morning to you. Looks like a great day for a stroll on that beach as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Won't be so bad around the Triangle either, really, to be honest with you. We were talking about modes of transportation earlier. I think mine's going to be a golf cart today.
That sounds like a great mode of transportation. Yeah. Bicycle, potentially. You know, we can come up with a lot of fun things to do outside on a day like today, that's for sure. A little bit of high, thin cloud cover out there, but nothing that's going to stop us from really warming up this afternoon. We're going to hit 80 degrees across most of the area. Here's a live look at Apex. Usually in the mornings, lots of people walk in and run in here down Salem Street. I'm sure that that's going to be the case. Chapel Hill also probably going to be pretty busy with folks out and about today with that beautiful sunshine. Fayetteville to Hay Street, a perfect place for a stroll today. Warm weather, near record highs today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A cold front comes through late Thursday. It's going to bring us some light rain on Friday and cooler temperatures too. So if you're liking these warm temperatures, get out and enjoy it, because it looks like we're going to see the temperatures dropping a bit for the weekend. This high pressure system feeding us some warm, moist air from down to the south. That's going to keep our temperatures warm. Notice a little bit of cloud cover there this morning. This is a look at Futurecast. That dissipates this afternoon for just a gorgeous day. Notice this front up to our north. A lot of the computer models want to keep that front up here to the north. On the other side of the front, it's chilly. On this side of the front, it's nice and mild. But what could happen? This version of Futurecast is more of a worst case scenario. During the day tomorrow, that front drops over us, and that could drop our temperatures a little bit too, because again, over here on this side of the front, it's cooler. So we could see highs in the 70s tomorrow, but watch what happens. That front's likely to cruise back up to the north. That pushes the warmth back in for 80s again on Thursday. So we're going to be watching that potential. Not all the models want to bring that cool air in for tomorrow, so we're going to hold with our 80 degree high. Thursday, though, we see that front coming through. It's going to be a warm day, but then Friday behind the front, we're cooler. Notice a little bit of light patchy rain during the day on Friday, and then Saturday looks cloudy, and we're definitely on the cool side of the front. So temperatures will be on the cool side, looking at cloudy skies, but most of the rain on Saturday should be down to the south. The next thing that we'll watch is, will a low develop along this front and start to push some rain in on Sunday? That's something new that we're starting to see on the models, and we'll watch that for you and see if we need to add some rain to Sunday. Right now, looking dry, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, light rain on Friday, and again, trending drier on Saturday. What we could see Friday is very little rain, a tenth to a quarter of an inch. And of course, we have drought is starting to worsen across our area, so we really need to see some pretty significant rain. That's not going to happen on Friday. But temperatures will be cooler, near 70, closer to 60 on Saturday, 57 on Sunday, and Monday, potentially some rain. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now. We have been watching those delays on 440 westbound because of an earlier crash right around the Wake Forest Road interchange over there in the right shoulder. Not seeing any flashing lights out there right now, but we're still seeing some backups. About a 9-minute delay overall on 440 westbound from 87 out toward that Wade Avenue or Wake Forest Road area. As soon as you get through there, traffic's flowing a lot more freely. Taking a look at some of the other trouble spots we're watching, still looking at this crash on Glenwood Avenue at Harvey Street just north of Wade Avenue. Heavy delays on that northbound side of Glenwood heading away from Wade Avenue up to the Five Points intersection. intersection. Look out for those backups and allow that extra time this morning. Reports of a crash on 40, or rather on 70 Business westbound right around Guy Road as you head out of the Clayton area back toward Garner in that I-40 interchange. About a five-minute delay showing up now on that trip, with the delays beginning back not too far from the Wake-Johnston County line. So give yourself a few extra minutes through there. You might use Garner Road as an alternate route this morning. Taking a look at the other major approaches, sort of the usual delays on 87 southbound around Smithfield Road, also on 540 westbound between Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard. A little bit of congestion showing up there. On the south side of Durham, we've been watching some congestion and also some sun glare delays. About a three-minute backup overall on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885.
Another Colorado police officer was found not guilty in the death of Elijah McClain. Monday, Nathan Woodyard was found not guilty of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Woodyard was the first officer to confront McClain the night of his death. McClain was then tackled by two other officers and put in a chokehold despite being unarmed. Paramedics then injected him with a powerful sedative. His mother was in court saying she was disappointed in the verdict.
I wanted to hit somebody. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to take out my vengeance on the ones that murdered my son, because there is no accountability within the justice system, and today proves it once again.
The verdict comes after another officer was convicted of homicide and third-degree assault, while a third officer was acquitted of all charges.
After nearly 4 hours on the stand in his civil fraud trial, former President Donald Trump is calling for the case to be dismissed. While testifying in the Manhattan courtroom, the former president attacked the attorney general's office as haters. He sidestepped questions and went off on tangents. Trump continues to call the lawsuit an act of politically motivated election interference. Meanwhile, the attorney general bringing the suit, Letitia James, says that the evidence is on her side. His daughter, Ivanka Trump, is set to testify tomorrow.
Office sharing company WeWork has filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court. The bankruptcy filing is limited to WeWork's locations in the U.S. and Canada, according to the company. WeWork was valued at $47 billion in 2019, and the company tried but failed to go public 5 years ago. The company reported liabilities ranging from $10 billion to $50 billion, according to the bankruptcy filing. Starbucks workers will ring in the new year with new raises. The company says raises will be at least 3% and will begin January 1st. It's part of an expanded benefits package the company is calling well beyond the industry average. Eligible employees with two or more years of experience will get at least a 4 to 5% raise. A spokesperson for the company tells Fox Business News there will not be price increases on the menu to offset these wage increases.
In Wayne County, two proposed solar energy facilities will be discussed by local leaders tonight. County commissioners will discuss the plans for two new solar farms during their meeting. They were approved last month by the County Planning Board. Both facilities are near Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and leaders there are concerned about hazards from glare and bird strikes. A public hearing on the proposals is set for December 5th.
Today marks the start of Operation Greenlight. It's a week-long initiative to raise awareness for the challenges faced by many veterans and available resources. Veteran services departments across our area are calling on people to light up their porches and other outdoor areas with the color green. Operation Greenlight runs today through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be new features in downtown Fayetteville this holiday season. 11 winterscapes will be located downtown. Some are located in the real world, others virtually. Three of the winterscapes include an augmented reality element, a Jack Frost station on Green Street, plus a gnome and a tree station on Hay Street. Among the stations in the real world are a 22-foot tall Christmas tree, a holiday alley, and they are both on Hay Street.
Goldsboro's own Caleb Sasser's run on The Voice is over, unfortunately, but he was able to show his talents one final time. Sasser performed during the show's knockout rounds last night. He chose a song that highlighted his higher voice register, Jealous by Nick Jonas. He is so good. But unfortunately, he didn't win the knockout round, and no one chose to steal or save him and ultimately keep him in the competition. John Legend was still very complimentary of Caleb's voice. He's so talented. Well, adding bling to your steering wheel could actually put you in danger. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning drivers against putting rhinestone decals on steering wheels. The agency says when an airbag deploys in a crash, the plastic or metal decals turn into projectiles and could cause injury or death. One person reported losing sight in one eye from a rhinestone decal.
This morning, the race is on to the bottom of the sea to recover sunken treasure off the coast of Colombia. By some estimates, this sunken treasure is worth up to $20 billion. The Colombian government is releasing this new video of the shipwreck, the Galleon San Jose. The sunken ship still has six cannons intact, as well as fine china that just litters that seabed. And, of course, plenty of chests filled with emeralds, silver, and gold coins. This Spanish treasure has been missing now for more than 300 years.
To have an intact galleon from 1708 that's completely intact with all of its cargo in one spot is really an archaeological, you know, masterpiece, to be honest with you.
Yeah, are you kidding me? As you might imagine, there's a lot of mystery surrounding this and who owns this treasure trove, who found it first. It will be a legal battle for sure. But for now, it's all about just getting to it and getting it up to the surface. Colombian government hopes to recover this treasure by 2026. Big day for transportation in the Triangle. Coming up, Kelsey Coffee explains the new bus rapid transit program coming to Raleigh ahead of its groundbreaking today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey, tracking a couple backups on the roads this morning. Brian Schrader has all the details, Brian.
We'll start with some breaking news in Wilson right now, where a vehicle fire has closed a section of southbound 301 right there at Highway 42 or Herring Avenue. Wilson police say that we're seeing some very heavy traffic on Herring Avenue because of that. Try to avoid that intersection there, 301 at Herring Avenue, for the next couple of hours if you can. Taking a look around the Triangle right now, we are still tracking a few crashes, including one just south of the Five Points area on Glenwood Avenue, right around Harvey Street. Some heavy northbound delays coming in from Wade Avenue, although over the past few minutes, it looks like conditions are improving at least a little bit out there. Elsewhere, some backups on the Beltline as well, about an 11-minute delay on 440 westbound, especially between 87 out toward Capitol Boulevard.
It's a beautiful day. Take a live look at Sanford right now. Look at that sunshine and just a little bit of high thin cloud cover. It's going to be another gorgeous day. If you like the warm temperatures, get out and enjoy it. We have 3 days in a row with highs near 80 degrees, 54 in Fayetteville, 56 in Tarboro. These are the temperatures you'll see as you're stepping out the door right now, 47 in Irwin and 56 in Goldsboro. Exercise planner, weather's going to be great for that. Pleasantly cool this morning, mid-70s at lunchtime, with our high this afternoon around 80 degrees. Our next best chance of rain is Friday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Polls are open and today is election day for Durham, Fayetteville, Chapel Hill, and more. Remember, you will need your valid voter ID, such as a driver's license, a college ID, passport, military ID, and several other options. You can check out WRAL.com for more information about elections in your community. Next on Fox 50, it'll be warm for the first time this year. And Elizabeth will tell us when the cooler air moves in. And next on Today, Bobby Flay live in studio.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's election day and the polls are now open. What you need to know before casting your ballot.
And it's a pretty start out there. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills right now. Lots of sunshine, temperatures climbing way above normal. I'll show you how many days we could be near records.
A Cary man accused of threatening to shoot children will go before a federal judge in just a couple of hours. What we know about his lengthy criminal history and what we expect at that hearing today.
New transportation is on the way to Raleigh. Today is a groundbreaking for the first bus rapid transit system in the state. Happy to have it right here. Happy to have you right here at 8:30 on our Tuesday morning as we get things rolling for you. I'm Jeff Hope.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, another nice day in store. You probably need the jacket right now. It's a little chilly outside right now, but you can ditch it later on today. It's going to be gorgeous. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has how warm we're going to get today.
Yeah, looking beautiful out there. Lots of sunshine. Of course, this is a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. 52 degrees right now in the Triangle. We've had a nice southwesterly flow all day, and that is helping to warm up our temperatures quickly. We started in some places in the 40s, and now we're looking at 50s everywhere, mid to upper 50s. It's going to be a quick jump with our temperatures. Already, we're looking at temperatures around 5 to almost 15 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. And it, of course, is an election day. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s at lunchtime and then right around 80 degrees. We'll likely see these temperatures well above normal tomorrow and Thursday. And then I'm tracking a cold front. That front's going to bring us much cooler temperatures over the weekend and the potential for some rain. I'll show you how much we could see on Friday coming up.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRA Live Center. A stabbing that happened on North Roxborough Street this morning is now a death investigation. Take a look at video. Brand new video into our newsroom this morning. This is where this happened, near a bus stop there on North Roxborough Street. When we reported about this story about an hour ago, the person was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries. We now know, again, it's a death investigation as a result of that stabbing. This incident happened in the 5100 block of North Roxborough Street. We're also told there was a heavy police presence on the Eno River Bridge. We have a crew on the way to the scene. Look for a live report and an update on this story either during this newscast or in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
And thanks for that update. A Cary man accused of threatening to kill children in a mass shooting is due in federal court today. Kevin Douglas has a long criminal history. WRL's Brett Neese explains what we can expect to happen during his court appearance today.
This all gets underway at 10 a.m. That's when Kevin Douglas goes before a federal judge in this hearing today, where sources tell us he will not receive any sort of bond. Cary police arrested the 46-year-old Douglas Wednesday night for cyberstalking. He bonded out, but then was rearrested last Thursday. Authorities say Douglas made 9 threatening cyber tips to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. We've looked into his criminal history. Douglas was actually released from federal prison back in 2016 after he threatened to kill somebody at the British Embassy in Washington. We, of course, will be at that hearing today, and this is a big story we're going to follow all day long. We'll have updates for you online and on our later newscasts. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Polls are open for municipal elections in communities across our area, including Fayetteville, Cary, and Durham. More than 154,000 North Carolinians have already voted in this election. That's only 2% of the electorate. Of the 258 provisional ballots cast so far, 64 of them have been because people did not have an ID. Karen Brinson-Bell, who is executive director for NS State Board of Elections, says that if a voter does not have an acceptable form of ID, they can complete what's called an exception form.
And with that, it indicates why a voter was not able to get an ID, transportation, for example, or they may have a religious objection. A voter can also vote a provisional ballot because they forgot to bring their ID with them. Whatever the case, whether they have an acceptable form of ID or do not, we will not turn anyone away.
And just a reminder, there are no races on the ballot for Raleigh today. The polls will close at 7:30 tonight. And to check your voter status, polling place, and view a sample ballot, you can go to our website, WREL.com. WREL is your place for the fastest election results on the air, online, and on your phone. Tune in to WREL tonight as the results come in.
With breaking news out of Wayne County, we know one person who was on foot right by Highway 111 South near Mount Airy Road was hit by a vehicle and died as a result of that incident. It happened last night around 7 o'clock, and we're working to learn the name of the person who was hit and killed.
Today, a new set of policies related to the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights will be up for vote in Wake County schools. The school board will consider several policy changes as it works to comply with the controversial new law. They include requiring parents to be notified of survey questions being asked of students, permitting parents to request a list of materials that their children have checked out from the library, and stating that staff should never encourage or coerce a child into keeping a secret from their parents. The new law requires parental notification of a student's name or pronoun change as well. The board will meet tonight starting at 5:30.
This morning, the search is on for a person involved in a deadly shooting in Wake County. According to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, deputies received a report of shots being fired on Holly Springs Road. This was about 8:30 Saturday night. Detectives later found a man dead just off the road. Now, investigators are hoping to pull surveillance video from some cameras at nearby businesses.
Construction for a years-in-the-making project is getting its official start today. In less than 2 hours, a groundbreaking is happening for the state's first bus rapid transit program. WRL's Kelsey Coffey shows us how this is going to make a big difference for people who commute on that route.
Construction for the new bus rapid transit system should start here on New Bern Avenue really soon. This is the first corridor to get the service in the state. Here's what you can expect. A BRT has higher capacity than a regular transit system. It has bus-only lanes and gives buses priority at traffic signals. New Bern Avenue is the first of four BRT corridors that are coming to the area. This location will host a park and ride facility with more than 100 parking spots.
After 10 years of working on this, it's like I am just thrilled. This will be a game changer. New Bern Avenue is our largest service line. This is going to make life easier for so many people.
That was Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin. She says looking ahead to next steps, the city is looking to buy the DMV site from the state. That will be a part of this project. And she says that those negotiations should wrap up by March and the new transit system should be complete by summer 2025. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Also today, city leaders in Raleigh will be talking about more plans to improve Six Forks Road. The proposed widening project there extends from North Hills to Lynn Road. It's going to be a lot more expensive than what the city had originally planned, though. The plans for the project were estimated at a little more than $31 million, so the number has now grown to almost $120 million. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not happen due to those costs. City Council will talk about the plan during its meeting. It starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Today marks 1 month since Hamas launched its attack on Israel. Overnight, the Israel Defense Forces shared video of ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza. Since the attack on October 7th, Hamas still holds over 200 international hostages as Gaza's death toll under Israeli bombardment exceeds 10,000. And the U.S. is planning to transfer $320 million of precision-guided bomb equipment to Israel. The equipment was approved before the war there started. The transfer comes as several countries have called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Senior U.S. officials have urged Israel to agree to humanitarian pauses to allow aid into and civilians out of Gaza. The U.S. has stopped short of calling for a ceasefire, arguing that it would benefit Hamas.
Happening today, UNC Health is celebrating the opening of a new psychiatric care hospital for young people. UNC Hospital's Youth Behavioral Health Facility in Butner is a partnership with the state DHHS. UNC Health says the new 54-bed facility will provide acute hospital care for children and teens in psychiatric crisis. Officials say it'll treat more than 800 patients each year. The opening celebration is happening at 10 this morning.
Time now, 8:39. We are less than a year away from the 2024 presidential election, and the race is heating up. The new endorsement Florida Governor Ron DeSantis received and how he hopes it helps close the gap between him and former President Trump.
Plus, the Hollywood actors' strike lives another day as they reject the studio's offer. We'll explain a big difference the two sides disagree on.
We're going to take you live out to Chapel Hill this morning. A beautiful sunny start. Today is warm for this time of year. Elizabeth will explain when the cool air moves back in. Good morning to you, Bull City. Check out this view over Durham this morning. It is a beautiful start to your Tuesday, and it's only going to get better. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look over Fenton and Cary. Elizabeth, it almost seems strange to see Christmas decor with temperatures like this.
That's exactly why I pulled this camera up. Isn't it crazy? The skating rink is there, and they actually opened it on Sunday. I don't know what their secret is to keeping it there in these warm temperatures, but there it is, and it's open in the afternoon. mornings and evenings, and during the weekend it's open even longer, all the way into early February. So plenty of time to go out there. They're working on their Christmas decorations, but it definitely looks like the holidays. Obviously doesn't feel like it, but you know, whatever it takes to get you in the spirit. 52 around the Triangle area right now. We do jump into the mid-70s at lunchtime and 80 degrees by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now it's 55 in Southern Pines, 58 in Goldsboro and in South Hill. That sunshine and our flow coming out of the south is helping to warm things up quickly now. 80 degrees for the high in Raleigh, 79 in Durham, and 81 in Fayetteville for this afternoon. We take a look at the rest of the country. Boy, it's not just us. These dark red, orange colors here signify where temperatures are above normal. In blue, that's where temperatures are below normal. So a good chunk of the country is seeing well above normal temperatures right now. That will last up until the weekend, and then we start to see cool air filtering in across a good bit of the country. So we have a cold front that'll come through. It's a pretty strong one. It's not going to bring a whole lot of rain, but it will help to drop the temperatures across a good chunk of the United States. This is a look at the next 3 days, though. 80 degrees today, the record 84 set back last year, 2022. So we definitely are, have the potential to see very warm temperatures in early November. For tomorrow, 81, the record 80 back in 1986. And then on Thursday, 80, but the record's 83. So we're coming very close to records. And, you know, we don't typically see a lot of 80 degree days in November. The most we've ever seen is 5. And we have seen at least one 80 degree day in early December. So it can happen this time of year. Here's what's happening right now. Take a look at Futurecast. We have a front that by tonight is going to be sitting just above us. Here's where all the warmth is. On the other side of the front is where it's chilly. A lot of the computer models want to keep that front up into Virginia for the next couple of days, but one of them wants to drop it down over us. If that happens, then we get into a little bit of cool air here, and we might struggle to reach 80 degrees tomorrow. So we'll be watching where the computer models are going with this. Certainly, it lifts back to the north on Thursday, and we're back into that warm flow. But then here comes the front. And once that front itself moves to the south of us, we're on the cool side, and we'll notice a big difference in our temperatures for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and likely Monday too. Look at the rain here at 8 a.m. There's not much to it. We'll pause it again at 6 o'clock. This is going to be a fairly dry front coming through. We're trending drier on Saturday. There's 8 a.m. Saturday. Cloudy skies, cool temperatures, but our potential for rain Saturday is looking a little less. Now, how about those temperatures? Friday 69, Saturday 60, and Sunday 57. So we do get into those cooler temperatures behind the front. We'll talk about what's going to happen after that. So we're looking drier on Saturday and Sunday. Monday, notice we have showers in our forecast. We could see a low developing off the coast, and hopefully it stays away by Sunday, but we'll be watching the arrival of that.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The cellmate of a man found dead in a Harnett County cell last December is now facing a murder charge. Sheriff Wayne Coates tells WREL a grand jury will charge Devontae Heaton with the murder of 64-year-old William Searles. Searles was serving a 30-day sentence for violating probation. He died days before he was due to be released. Only on WREL, Searles' grandson shared his reaction following the break in the case with WREL's Aaron Thomas.
Is this justice for your family?
Yes, it's justice because we have been trying to figure out, you know, what is what, who did what, who was the cause of it. So it brings a little bit justice, you know, to us. You know, it's still sad that we lost him the way that we did.
And we're still waiting on a response from Sheriff Coates about practices to make the jail safer. WREL has previously covered lawsuits the jail and sheriff's office have faced over longstanding issues at the detention center.
The four former Memphis police officers accused in the death of Tyree Nichols will go to trial next year. A judge set an August 12th starting date for the trial of Adarius Bean, Emmett Martin III, Justin Smith, and Demetrius Haley. They're facing several charges, including second-degree murder and Nichols' beating death in January. A fellow officer, a former officer Desmond Mills, may testify against the four men. He reached a plea deal last week in a separate federal civil rights case stemming from Nichols' death.
2024 Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis got a new endorsement yesterday. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds made the endorsement at an event where she said DeSantis is who the country needs leading it. DeSantis, who's 27 points behind frontrunner Donald Trump in the latest Iowa polling, thanked Reynolds for her support. He called her, quote, one of the greatest governors of the United States. The DeSantis team says they hope the endorsement will help to close the gap between the Florida governor and the former president.
Striking actors aren't quite sold on the best and final offer from Hollywood studios. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says it's given its final proposal to the Screen Actors Guild, gave it on Saturday, and will not negotiate any further. The Actors Union says it disagrees on several essential items, including in the offer, the social media post SAG-AFTRA said in this notes, one of the items both sides differ on is artificial intelligence. It's a big sticking point. The Actors Union says it is determined to end the strike, but also says it wants to get the right deal.
Today, city leaders in Raleigh will talk more about plans to improve Six Forks Road. The proposed widening project extends from North Hills to Lynn Road. It's going to be a lot more expensive than what the city originally planned. The original plans for the project were estimated to be about $31.3 million. That number is now estimated to be $119 million. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not happen because of costs. City Council will talk about the plan during their meeting that starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
In an effort to keep performances going, a local theater is turning to the community for help. North Carolina Theater says it is working to hit its goal of raising $500,000 ahead of its upcoming season. For almost 40 years, performers have taken the stage there. The executive artistic director tells WREL it's been working through financial struggles that came from the pandemic, along with theaters all across the country, but now years later, they are still dealing with it. The upside is that the theater has a lot of supporters who don't want to see it go.
We feel triumphant that we've made it this far and that we would love to be the example of a theater that makes it after the pandemic.
Yeah, the upcoming Elf the Musical is expected to go on as planned, and organizers say they don't expect any interruptions in the upcoming season. They do say it will need some assistance, though, to keep it going long term.
A new trivia game show is coming to Fox. A late-night talk show host heads to satellite radio and more. Ashley DeBorkin has all of the latest entertainment news in Hollywood Nation.
Let's show them what true artistry looks like.
Hart leads Momoa hosts and Low quizzes in the Hollywood Nation.
Let's light it up!
Rob Lowe teams back up with Fox for a new game show. The 911 Lone Star actor is the host and producer of the trivia quiz challenge, The Floor. The game features 81 contestants standing on 81 squares, facing off in timed quiz duels for a chance to win $250,000. It premieres January 2nd on Fox.
Jason,
what's up, man? Jason Momoa returns to Saturday Night Live. The Aquaman star will host the sketch comedy series for a second time on November 18th. Momoa will be joined by musical guest Tate McRae, who will release her new album, Think Later, December 8th. James Corden heads to satellite radio. The former host of The Late Late Show teams up with SiriusXM to launch This Life of Mine with James Corden. The new weekly celebrity show will feature in-depth interviews with stars talking about the people, places, moments, and memories that made them who they are today. It will premiere early 2024.
I'm trying to start from a place of positivity.
Jeff Carmi is coming back for thirds. FX renewed its Emmy-nominated series, The Bear, for season 3. It's expected to return in 2024.
Okay, guys, listen up.
And Kevin Hart goes for gold in today's First Looks. Netflix released the trailer for the comedy thriller Lift, featuring Hart leading a crew of international thieves to steal $500 million in gold aboard a passenger plane flying 40,000 feet in the air. The film is set to debut on the streamer January 12th.
Is everybody in position?
You're good to go.
40,000 feet in the air.
I'm Laura Levine, live on the scene of breaking news happening right now in North Durham. Right now, you're looking at Durham police blocking the middle of the road here. This is at the Eno River State Park. The park is now closed. We tried to approach and arrive here, get closer to what's happening, and they've closed the gates and told us that the park will be closed. From when we passed by this area, we saw officers on the bridge. There is a black curtain up, so right now we will continue to work to find more information about what's going on here and keep you updated. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
Certainly, Laura, thank you for that update. We'll look and see what else is happening there. Take a look at your NC Education lottery numbers right there on your screen right now, and we will get another check on weather. Beautiful day ahead, as well as traffic coming up next.